Welcome back, everyone, to the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you for coming back to the mountain. The entire Mountain West football season has come down to this moment. Boise State takes on Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl. The winner heads to the college football playoff semifinal. We'll briefly go over the four other bowl games the Mountain West had a hand in, and then we'll go over everything you need to know as the Broncos try to go further up college football's proverbial mountain than any group of five team before them. Arguably the biggest episode ever here. Let's dive in. Quickly, let's run through our bowl season recap, starting with UNLV, who took care of business in the LA Bowl, beating Cal 24-13 for their first 11-win season in 40 years. This marks the official end of the Barry Odom era with a final record of 20-8 in his two seasons on the strip, the best two-year stretch in Rebel football history. Next year's roster will look completely different, but the impact of seniors like Jackson Woodard, Ricky White III, and Haj Malik Williams will be remembered forever. Fresno State fell just short in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, losing 28-20 to Northern Illinois in double overtime. This was a hard one to watch finish, as the usually rock-solid Dylan Lynch missed two field goals that would have won the game for the Bulldogs, but he shanked both of them, the latter being the final play of regulation. Tim Skipper did extend Fresno's bowl berth streak to four straight years, but the final mark of 6-7 is their first losing season since 2019. This team had the talent without question, with seven Bulldog starters already transferring to the Power 4 ranks for next season, but for whatever reason, this Bulldogs team just continued to come up one step short. San Jose State played the most exciting game of the Mountain West Bowl campaign, needing five overtimes to settle the Hawaii Bowl against South Florida. The Spartans were inches away from sealing the win, up 27-24 with one play left in regulation. USF's kicker hit the upright on the game-tying field goal attempt, but it ricocheted through, sending the game to overtime. Both teams got 10 points through the first two overtimes, sending us to the fabled two-point conversion shootout. The Bulls and Spartans both converted their first attempts and missed their second, but San Jose State blinked first, missing their two-point attempt to finally lose the game 41-39. All things considered, year one for Ken Niumatalolo was a success, keeping them at 7-6, making a bowl game, getting big wins over Oregon State and Stanford. The Spartans are heading in the right direction, there's no doubt about it. And last, and unfortunately least, we head to the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl for Colorado State taking on Miami of Ohio. After reaching 8 wins for the first time since 2014, Ram fans were pumped up to try and win their first bowl game in a decade, but no one told CSU's offense though, as after opening the game with a field goal, the Rams wouldn't score again until late in the third quarter, which by that time the Red Hawks were already up by as much as 29-3. Despite the improvements that this team has shown this year, the reality is that Colorado State only beat one team with a winning record this year, just one. That was San Jose State. It's great that Jay Norvell got the Rams back into the postseason and in the running for the conference championship game, but they really didn't take that extra step into being a true contender, at least if this game is any indication. All right, on to the main event. On Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Boise State will take on Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl for the right to play in the college football playoff semifinals. This is arguably the biggest stage a Mountain West team has ever been on. What do the Broncos have to do to shock the world and keep their national championship hopes alive? Of course, it starts with Ashton Jeanty. The Heisman runner-up will need to have a performance on par or better than what he did against Oregon a few months ago, which put him at the forefront of the Heisman conversation immediately. Penn State has made it very clear that they are not taking Jeanty or this team lightly, so I'd expect a heavy emphasis on loading up the box and trying to make first contact with Jeanty in the backfield instead of past the line of scrimmage. If he's allowed to get into open space, there's nobody that can catch him. So like we've talked about throughout this season, getting Ashton Jeanty the ball in space with room to work with is a must for the Broncos. Besides the boogeyman, no one will affect this game's outcome more than Maddox Madsen. His number one job as quarterback is to protect the football, which he's been very good at this season, but he also has to hit some deep shots to keep the Nittany Lions honest. If he struggles and they can key in on Jeanty almost every play, it could be a long night for Boise State. A large portion of their offensive focus will likely be on slowing down Penn State's star edge rusher, Abdul Carter. He's one of the fastest and most dangerous pass rushers in college football, and he can change the game in just one play, so they'll have to limit his impact somehow as well. well. Defensively, both teams are well aware that the Broncos' biggest weakness is in the secondary. Expect Penn State to work a lot of play action into their game plan, as they'll likely try to bait the Broncos' DBs into making a costly mistake whenever possible. You should also expect to see a lot of Tyler Warren, Penn State's Mackey Award-winning tight end. Boise State has to know where he is on every single play. I'm not kidding here. He's lined up everywhere from center to quarterback to even the up back on a key fake punt that helped them survive an upset bid from Minnesota. And besides him, Penn State has two NFL caliber running backs in Nick Singleton and Catron Allen, along with a solid quarterback in Drew Allar. Is anyone on the Nittany Lions offense as explosive as Ashton Jeanty? No, but as a collective unit, they are just as difficult to stop. Here we go, prediction time. First things first, I do think Ashton Jeanty will get at least 104 rushing yards to break Barry Sanders' single season rushing record. To call my shot, I'll say he does it on a 30-yard touchdown run in the third quarter, but to focus on the game here, I am expecting a slugfest rather than a shootout. I think both teams will be somewhat conservative in their play calling, trying to bide their time until someone blinks, but things will start to open up in the second half. I'd quickly like to call back to the Boise State-Oregon game at the beginning of the season. The Broncos lost on a last-second field goal, but actually lost that game by giving up two special teams touchdowns. The Broncos haven't been able to afford to make mistakes of that caliber throughout the rest of the season since that point, and mistakes of that magnitude simply haven't happened since then for Boise State. They've had to play close to perfect since that loss, and they've done that. Well, why can't they keep that going? Led by Ashton Jeanty on offense and a national coming out party for Ahmed Hassanein on defense, I'm picking Boise State to come out on top of this heavyweight bout with a final score of 22-17. That is it for this week's episode of the Hikes Peak Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully next week will be a semifinal preview, but if not, then we'll dive headfirst into basketball. Also, our Mountain West Transfer Tracker is officially out now. You can find a link to the full list of portal entries in the description of your podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at MWC Connection and find all of your Mountain West news at MWCConnection.com. If you enjoyed the episode, rate the show 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on, or leave us a review on iTunes. Nothing helps the show out more than that, so any ratings would be greatly appreciated. Thank you again for listening. The whole season has led up to this moment for the Mountain West. Let's see if we can make a name for ourselves. Until next time, I'm Jack Thompson, and thank you for coming back to the Mountain.